It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Time for us now to turn our attention to our question for today. We do have the pastors already standing by. Our question for today is, what does the Bible say about money? Ooh, I can imagine what person was thinking when they wrote this question. What does the Bible say about money? We do have the Pastor Bright Singozi on the line. Pastor, good afternoon. Welcome. Good happy Friday to you. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and I pray that you are having a wonderful time. Also, a lovely welcome to our listener this afternoon. We pray that God will bless us even as we go through this particular question for the day. Very interesting question.
Indeed, our question for today, what does the Bible say about money?
Very interesting. You know, money issues are issues that have brought happiness to people, but also when you discuss them at length, especially from a Bible point of view, you expect a lot of arsenals coming your way, because people really just want to have a time that no one is going to disturb their pocket, no one is going to disturb their wallet or their purse, because money seems to drive us on a daily basis. You are seated in there, you know that at the end of it all, you expect a little something. This is what we say in Zambia. But also, at whatever I am doing, my pursuit really is to get money. The question, what does the Bible say about money? I will tell you, the Bible says a lot about money. The question is, why then does it say a lot about money? It's practically something that you and me would need to follow closely. And here are a few pointers that I have picked in the discussion today. So, wealth is necessary for survival. This is important. And this is because we need to eat, we need to sleep comfortably and stay healthy at all times. You and me need some form of currency in order for life to move. Wanting money, loosely I will say, is not wrong, but humans are certainly bad at desiring modest amounts, especially when it comes to money. God is not surprised by this, and so he's given us ample direction on how to navigate this topic of money. I'll pick Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 as my first point where what the Bible is saying about money. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Let's forget the last part, but pick on the first part. The Bible says, keep your lives free from the love of money. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Not that you don't have to have money, but let this money not drive your entire life. This is number one verse that I have picked today. But also, what does the Bible say in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10? The Bible says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Now, when I read this passage, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, I'm in no means trying to say people should not have money, because the truth also is that there is no holiness in being poor. There is no holiness in being broke, because even broke people, if they don't live right according to the will of God, they'll soon miss heaven. But also the loving of money, too much money at that, is the beginning of problems. the beginning of evil, the beginning of things that are not wanted in the eyes of God. We also have something that the Bible picks in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 10. Whoever loves money never has enough. Now, this is the point that I'm laboring to explain here. Having money is not a problem, but wanting more of it is the problem. So if you love money more than you love anything, then the problem comes here. But then Ecclesiastes tells us that those who love money, too much money, will not have enough. The little that you have today, remember in Hebrews chapter 13, we have been told we need to be content with what we have. After all, God is near. He's always with us. He does not forsake us. So when you love money too much, even what you already have is not enough. And so you will go at length to look for money. If it means stealing, you will steal. If it means being corrupt, you will still use corruption to get money. But the Bible is warning us, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. That's Ecclesiastes. But here is something that I'm going to pick loosely about what we are discussing today. Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 through to 13. That's the time that Jesus found people that were treading in the temple. And he told them plainly to say, you will not use the house for trading money, for business, that you will use the house of God, the temple, the synagogue, to pray to God, because my house, he said, will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers because of the business that was being conducted there. In Acts chapter 8, verse 20, also Peter answered, may your money be. Yes, I can hear you.
No, your line cut there for a moment. Continue and finish.
Right. So I was speaking from Acts chapter 8, verse 20, where Peter, in answering a question about money, said, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. Here is the truth. Having enough money, you can buy salvation. But again, the lack of it does not mean you will have salvation. You need to work out your salvation, but don't put money ahead of everything, because you will still perish with your money. Now, in Romans chapter 13, verse 8, the Bible also is encouraging us to stay away from debt. Here is what the love of money does. When you don't have it, you also go an extra mile to borrow from somebody. But here, in Romans chapter 13, verse 8, we are told, let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. This I have just given so we get to know that the love of money should not lead us to too much debt. If at all we accrue debt, then we need to clear it. This is an instruction from the Bible. And of course, the many instructions in the Bible where Jesus talked to the young rich ruler who was seeking to, you know, follow Jesus and says, I've kept the commandments and all that. And then at the end of the day, Jesus says, go and sell all what you have. And then the money that you're going to have, you have to help the poor. So if we are going to have money, the Bible then is telling us in Matthew chapter 19, verse 21, that we need to invest our money in the poor. We need to help the poor have also what we have. So having money, yes, let's have money. As long as it's not leading us to sin against God, then we are going to do the right thing to help those that are in need of money. So there are quite a lot, like I did mention, that the Bible says a lot about money, but there's quite a lot that we can passages from scripture. And maybe let me pick this one from Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, where it says, dishonest money dwindles away, but whoever gathers money little by little makes it grow. So fast money, again, is not something that we should invest in, because if you are going to have a lot of money at once, which probably is acquired in questionable means, then at the end of the day, you are going to lose a whole lot of it. But if you are going to be making your money steadily, slowly, but sure, purely from God's perspective, then you will have at the end of the day, money that is growing your empire is growing, your business is growing. Now, the biblical wisdom frees us to view money simply as a tool of conducting transactions in our daily lives. We may consume money, but money doesn't need to consume us. Money has no power over us other than what we choose to give it. Money shouldn't lead us. God should lead us. While money is important, it's only a tool, and we can choose to use that tool wisely. Through our relationship with God, we can access the wisdom we need to manage money well. So we need the wisdom to manage our money well, and this can only be obtained from God. In conclusion, allow me to say, the Bible verses that we have read about money show that while money is an important tool to use in our daily lives, it's no more than that. Rather than placing our trust in money to meet our needs, we should trust God to meet our needs. Money comes and money goes, but God's care for us is constant and reliable. Allow me to give you the last verse for the day, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasures for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. I pray we have answered the question for today in a way that the questionnaire has understood and many others that are listening. This be my submission for the day.
All right. Thank you very much, Mpunisi. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful Friday and enjoy the rest of your Sabbath.
Thank you so much, and said to you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.